Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week.
Popping up when you least expect it with a look ahead to another double. It's a Friday evening special of Game Week. Welcome back. Dan Pryor is in his house in Bedfordshire. Dan, is it in Bedfordshire?
Is it Hertfordshire? Why you always got to give me geography check?
I always get Beds, Hearts and Bucks mixed up. They're all the same for me. They're three counties. I'm an OG BBC three counties kind of guy. Exactly. Where your career first began, Dan.
Yeah.
Your first foray into radio was in the three counties. Now, did they get merged? Now there's just like probably just to fall under the southeast, don't they? And anyway, let's not get bogged down in local BBC radio.
Politics,
it's not what we're here for. but he's no longer at BBC Three Counties. He works for Absolute Radio in London, and he's still doing the Game Week podcast every week. Another double, another big double. How many players have you got doubling, Dan? Because there's not long to the deadline, so let's cut to the chase.
Six, I think, but I'm having a mare.
Are you really? Why?
This Mitrovic injury.
Oh, I didn't know he was injured. Oh,
he's not just yellow, he's gone orange. Well, I would have got rid of him, but there's been moves to make. He was home to Wolves away at Brentford. That wasn't too bad coming up. And he plays. He's guaranteed to play. Well, he's not guaranteed to play, but he might play in that 28 blank as well. I was hanging on to him.
You've still got Pereira, presumably, Andreas, as they call him on here. But, I mean, he's in everyone's team, isn't he, now?
Well, finally,
he's
week.
Guaranteed a run out this week, isn't he? Guaranteed a first-team place for most people.
At this start of the week, I brought in Salah and Gomez. Then Gomez had an absolute shocker against Madrid. And then he's turned into an orange injury. So,
finally, the luck is turning, Dan. It does move around across the course of a season. That is bad luck.
So,
I mean, Gomez seems like a strange signing, but
he's playing twice. He's 4.3. He's not guaranteed to start, but he has been. I'm down to 9 men, really, with Mitrovic not playing. And I mean, knowing my luck, Mitrovic will play, but so I'm thinking I might have to take a -8 because I've got to give it to Mitrovic as well. Which is unpleasant.
Yeah, that is unpleasant. So you've only got 9 people playing at the moment, but you've got 6 doubles. That's probably enough, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I'm not that crazy on this double. Everyone's already got 3 Arsenal players, most of us.
Yes,
Tarkowski's gone up. I got him in. It was a great buy the other week.
Annoying that.
And he's another one who'll be safe in 28.
I mean, in this double, I don't know about Tarkowski keeping clean sheets in this double. I feel like he's going to score from a corner.
Yes.
I know he's good. They love him. I mean, Deitchy loves him. McNeil and Tarkowski, the old boys,
McNeil was
together
tempting.
And the Deitch.
Yeah, that was my
very
original
close
plan.
To getting McNeil.
My original plan, yeah. How many you got,
very
doubling?
Close to getting McNeil. Well, I've got 5 doubling. but I've got a full team. Right. But I'm debating to whether to go -8 and bring Gakpo in for De Bruyne, because De Bruyne's been ill, but I think De Bruyne away at Bournemouth, I think it would be short-sighted to get rid of him ahead of an away trip to Bournemouth when they need a decent, convincing result to get their momentum back. So I feel, even though De Bruyne was ill for the Champions League, he will be better in time. And I feel I might regret it if I got rid of him just because Gakpo's on a double. And obviously, I can't sign Mo Salah. But I did bring in, I brought in Van Dijk, which is another out-of-form defender. But I couldn't afford the big ones. I couldn't afford Trent or Robertson. So I went with Spanky Van Dijk, which seems like a bad idea. But then he still could pop up with a goal from the corner, can't he? So it's like, I thought I might as well. I want some. And then obviously I've got Darwin up front. I presume we've both got him up front, captaining, going all out, even though he's constantly misfiring.
Yeah, he's kind of become a must-have, hasn't he?
But yeah, I've got Nketiah and Darwin, both with doubles. But I wouldn't be surprised if both of them came out with no goals from their doubles in a strange way, because they're such misfiring strikers. But it could finally click for them. And I feel like I'm more in that sort of optimistic vein looking at my team going into this double.
Who did you get rid of to get Darwin in?
Well, I had thing yesterday, Callum Wilson, didn't I?
Ah, right.
And he was messing me around left, right, and centre. He's like, he's such a joke of a player.
Didn't you message me and say you're never going to buy him again?
Yeah. But I still had him. I had him at that time. He scored one goal since we came back, but that was it. And because he's just ill. He's one of those players that gets ill a lot. He's a proper sick man, really. Yeah, very sickly man. I do worry about him. I hope he takes vitamin tablets or something. I should get him on something. But yeah, he has been a disastrous signing for me since the start, the return of the World Cup. So basically, I've got enough to put a team out, but I'm keeping Mitoma on my bench, Trippier, Rashford and De Gea on my bench, and then I've got enough for a team of three Man City players, three Arsenal players, two Liverpool. I bought Reece James as well, another awful signing. Last week I bought Reece James in because I thought, oh, well, Chelsea at home to Southampton, like, at least they guarantee a clean sheet, even if they don't score, because they can't seem to score at the moment. And if they do score, I think he's got an amazing shot on him, so he's likely to. And he just was dropped from the squad, rested, a complete hard rest. No, not even on the bench, just a complete, like, nah, don't bother coming on the bus today. Don't worry, stay at home, Reece.
I've got to say, cataclysmic would not be a strong enough word to describe your game week and season. This is unbelievable. Average 44.
Yeah.
And you got 37. A game week rank of 3 million.
Look, Haaland stopped delivering me as captain. I mean, I think you mentioned it, didn't you? Potentially De'Aaron Rashford instead. No one did it. I mean, not many people did it, but that would have saved me, certainly. But yeah, it was a bad week defensively.
I think it's the worst week I've ever seen you have. It's unbelievable.
I'm now at the stage where I'm just like, I'm not really.
If anyone's seriously wanting to know where his overall points are, 1,317. That's
what you're contending. All right. Yeah, mate, I've completely lost it. A few bad pieces of luck have really crippled me, but it was nice to see Martinelli coming on to score late on in that mad goal for Arsenal when Martinez was up the other end. It was quite nice. But that was the one positive thing, him and Rashford, and that was literally it for my team. Twos and ones all over the shop.
61 for me. Pretty good game week.
Tarkowski,
a big part,
yeah,
bit of bonus.
Lucky, yeah, that was a good sign. You didn't mention him. I actually didn't mention the thought of signing him on the podcast.
I feel like I did. I don't know. I feel I did mention it. I was looking at players. There was a lot to squeeze in last week because we were talking about so many game weeks ahead. There's just this whole fear over game week 28. And then we had the announcement of 27 that just happened pretty much while we were on air.
There's
too much going on.
Some massive doubles coming up, aren't there? Some huge doubles to look forward to.
Yeah,
Shaw's been very good for you as well since the return of the World Cup, hasn't he? He's very consistent.
Yeah, I had to sell him this week to make delivering space for Salah. Return of Mo, Presumably you haven't got him because you say he's Captain Obvious, even though I'm Captain
Obvious. I mean, I considered it, but I think I'd rather stick to my guns and never sign him. I'm still thinking about Gakpo for De Bruyne. I mean, I might do that, but I just don't have enough confidence in Gakpo, really. I'm going to be captain one of my dodgy doubles up front, probably Darwin.
Okay.
Darwin Nunes, him, yeah. He came from Benfica to the Big Reds. It's going to be him. Nketiah is just missing a hatful of chances. And there was that great chance that where Ben White set him up and he hit the crossbar with a header. And he's on the verge. He always feels like he's on the verge of scoring a hat trick. And I'm going to stick with him for a little bit longer, certainly for this double. If he doesn't, then that's it.
Any temptation for you to sell Haaland?
I mean, it's getting to that stage.
2-6-4-2. I mean, he's only hit double, that's the 10 points twice in about, nine game weeks.
Never thought I'd say it, but after that chance he fluffed against Forest was quite a shocker, wasn't it? He doesn't seem... I mean, he is going to return to form, so highly unlikely that I will be dropping him. Are you?
I don't know, I'm tempted. I mean, he's a lot of money, and I think, people are going to want to get Tony in the next couple of weeks, aren't they, as well? People like that. So Watkins, I think, is a player that's really interesting.
Watkins, Villa's fixture is great. Really,
they won't blank in 28. I don't know. And then Kane, if you're picking one or the other, Kane's fixtures are probably slightly better. Chelsea, but away to Wolves, home to Forest. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's true. But I mean, this, you still sticking with your plan for chips, by the way? Did you
use
your chip plan?
29-3 here. Yeah, well, they updated the schedules now, and they see everyone can see in game week 29 all the doubles there are. There are a lot of them. It's actually quite a hard team to a week to pick who you want because, Chelsea at home to Liverpool isn't great. And, defensively, you're probably going to want your Arsenal at home to Leeds.
Yeah.
So it's tricky.
Yes, it's true. It is a tough one, isn't it? It's not an obvious... There's no obvious choices in that, are there?
No. I had a little play with it and I was coming out with about 5 mil spare. It was hard to spend the money because a lot of the players you want aren't that expensive that week. And then 28 is... The big FA Cup this midweek is going to make and break a lot of people's futures on the FPL. The big fixture, Dyson, is Fulham at home to Leeds. If Leeds beat Fulham... then that means Fulham and Liverpool are going to play in FPL, otherwise they won't. And if they play, that means everyone who's brought in all these Liverpool players for this week aren't going to get screwed by it in a couple of weeks.
Yes. So you're saying we want...
Well, FPL community are massive Leeds fans in the FA Cup.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's Leeds and Wolves that get to play and I won't be having
I'm just not sure. I'm not really psyched about the Javi Gracia signing. I don't remember him being particularly great at Watford. It seems like a strange choice. And then Southampton are just sticking with their caretaker, which is always the sound of a relegation side, isn't it? Surely that's the classic move.
Wow.
I mean, fair play for getting rid of Nathan Jones. He's an absolute joke of a man, but I just don't know. I don't know, one just because he got one good result and was G'ing up the fans, I'm not sure he's going to save them from relegation.
Well, I mean, would you consider Forrest still in the fight?
Oh, we're doing very well. We're surprising people, and we beat West Ham at home, West Ham away. I mean, West Ham are in awful form. I mean, this could be...
They were very bad against Spurs.
If we win at West Ham, surely there's got to be talk of Moyes going now. But it's just like weird that he's still hanging on despite their awful form. Because they've sacked him before and then got him back, haven't they? They feel like they don't want to do that again.
I just think if you sack him, you're just going to get a manager just like him in probably. And it's not like a kind of Di Canio-y type manager that they used to be a player they could bring in, and unless you bring in Lampard. And I don't see that happening because he's not very popular. So, tricky. They were pretty bad. They've had a lot of criticism this week. And then they've got the Europa game. They're going away to pretty much Ayia Napa Europa Conference.
Ayia Napa.
Yeah.
Nice,
Go and watch that match. Let's see DJ Luck and MC Nate after.
nice little holiday for them. They've earned it, haven't they, those West Ham boys? Yes, I sort of forgot about their Europa League stuff. They seem to have a long break from that.
Yeah, it's just the draw today.
I mean,
Arsenal got Sporting Lisbon, and I can't remember United they got, but that'll start.
Real Sociedad, someone's got, haven't they?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Decent draws, I think, by the sounds of it.
Rumours of a Rashford injury, by the way.
He's going to miss the League Cup final, isn't he? But, I mean, hopefully it's just the League Cup final. That would work out nicely, because, mind you, everyone owns him, don't they?
So, but then if you had him back, he'd be away to Liverpool, home to Southampton, but that's a double that you might want to get rid of him and get someone else in for the other teams. He'll probably blank on 28, because there'll be an FA Cup. So... not great.
Because you're doing so well this season, you've really been planning ahead, haven't you? Like, weeks ahead.
Don't pretend that the only reason I'm doing well is because I'm planning ahead.
It's rare that you do so well. So now you've started to really take it seriously.
It's not rare. It's about 3 years in a row.
I mean, in recent history, I've got a long memory, mate. I can remember the days when you used to be floundering down where I am, you know.
I don't know if it was ever that bad.
I think the prior curse that was...
It was never 200 odd points by this stage of the season. This is unheard of.
The gap is all... I mean, I just really... I'm just sort of... I've lost my love for FPL, to be honest. I really have. It's like, it's just like, does my head in. But I know you love it at the moment because everything's going your way. But it's tell us about your four sheets of A4 paper. What are you writing on there?
Oh, God. I mean, I'm a disappointment to my whole family at the moment because I have sheets of and post-it notes of potential lineups. What am I left with? Oh, if I free hit in 29, what does my team look like in 30? Oh, it's been awful. And even with all of that going on, I'm going, I will use a -4 here, -4 there. I still have... these injuries come up because of course I do, and now the whole thing's thrown into disarray. I might have 9 or 10 minutes and taking this.
Rip it all up. How many Liverpool players have you got?
At the moment, it's Salah and Gomez, and then I'm probably going to get Darwin and Mitrovic, but I don't know how I'm going to... I've still got to make some more funds for that. I can't afford Gakpo. Mm. I think Darwin is probably a must-have, so I'll probably captain Salah because he's on penalties. I know a lot of people are getting Saka. But yeah, it's one of those where I'm just going to have to hope that all the minuses aren't going to murder me further down the line. And then we've all got to try and get these Brighton and... all of them in Brighton, Palace, Southampton, Brentford. I know a few people like Raya, Ward-Prowse, you know, Eze, Mitoma, Ferguson, Dunk. There's plenty to consider.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of points hits to be taken, aren't there, really, I think, over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I mean, in terms of the league, I've got Richard Russell in, a friend of the podcast in the head-to-head this week.
Richard Russell.
That's going to...
nice.
Hit me as well.
Who's top of the game week league table at the moment? We should have a look, shouldn't we? I mean, I know it's not me. Toon Barmy, Phil Simmons.
This is a new one.
1,586 points. Nice. He's doing very well.
Where's he from? Can't he usually pull all this out?
He's a Newcastle United fan, so I think he's an English Saudi Newcastle Arabia. United fan. Toon Barmy, well done. Well done to you, Phil. And then Tim Cooper is just behind him. Das ist gut, ja. I'm 100% sure what that flag is. He's a Wolves fan. I think it's a United Arab Emirates or something like that. Have you seen his flag? Tim Cooper's flag?
Funny enough, no. Yeah, it's got some UAE vibes.
I think it's got some UAE vibes.
This is a terrible chat to have, right?
Well, sorry. This is the trouble with looking at our league table. It often exposes our poor flag knowledge. It really, really sometimes does. And Jesus of Gazareth is in third place.
Offensive in a different way. Good.
Yeah, which is offensive in a different way. That's nice. A bit. Why not throw a bit of blasphemy into the mix? Yeah.
Yeah, well, so I mean, great, you must be blaspheming all the time with your team.
Yeah, you know, I'm at the stage where I've just sort of like just go, you know, what will be, will be.
Why don't you do some fun things and go, I'm going to get in like a Bournemouth striker this week. I'm just going to start throwing some
I should do that. Well, go watch a Forest.
I mean, ever since you sold all your Forest players, it's fallen apart.
I know. I found that that's not sat well with me, having Forest players, to be honest. I've not enjoyed it. I don't know how you've done it with Spurs all this time, but I just find
it's horrible.
It affects my decision making, but yeah, I certainly would bring Gibbs White in. I think he's very good for assists.
Navas,
but yeah, he's a great keeper, yeah, and he's guaranteed a start while Hendo's injured. So yeah, but nah, I don't know. Or Johnson, I suppose, but I don't know. I just can't bring myself to do it. I feel like it's an added pressure that I don't need.
Well, we've really solved a lot of people's problems, I feel, this week.
Well, look. Last week I signed Reece James and he didn't play. So I mean, it can't get more cursy than it is at the moment. Because I just thought Reece James, he hasn't got any blanks, has he? He hasn't got any no doubles, no.
And
blanks.
Before that, it was when you got Casemiro in for the bubble when he got
sent off. Yeah, and then he got sent off. That's when he suddenly went mad and started strangling people. This is what I mean. When you've got the luck that I'm having this season. When you're not as spawny as prior, then you know, this is what happens. Wow. You lose your love of it because it's just a constant annoyance, isn't it? Always there, niggling away. But look, it's a double game week, Dan.
I used to be three to celebrate because two it's teams aren't you not one fixture but two.
Their scores may well be higher. That's what we're reduced to now, doing acoustic stripped back versions of the jingles, but once loved jingles of old, Dan.
Jingles of Nazareth.
The copyright people took away from us. Jingles of Nazareth. There we go. That's the name of the podcast, sorry, I suppose.
Now I'm going to have to Google how to spell Nazareth. Right.
Nazareth, yeah. Well, at least maybe that's where his flag was from. Does Nazareth have a flag card? That, I don't know if Nazareth even exists anymore. Now we're getting ridiculous. I think it's a district of Israel. It's still there, still going.
I mean, that's
strong.
Why I listen to the podcast. Yeah, my background of my career at the top, and then at the end.
Anyway, we'll go through the regional breakup of BBC local radio stations again on another episode as well, because I'm sure you'll be fascinated to hear more about that. But Dan, in the meantime, you know, good luck. I hope your spawny run continues.
Thanks. I mean, I'm at minus 12 of transfers at the minute, so it's going to be needed.
Yeah, so I might close the gap slightly. But I'm going to probably stick with the ill De Bruyne and ignore the Gakpo.
Okay.
And hope for the best. And put out a team of 11. And, you know, I'm happy with that at this stage of the season.
Great.
Who are you captaining?
Probably Salah. I know everyone's saying Saka, but I think I'm going to go with Mo for good old time's sake.
Yeah, why not? Well, I'm going to go on Darwin, so I'm sure he's going to blank twice in a row and probably get injured. Probably get sent off, in fact. I'd imagine that's generally how things work.
He did before, yeah. Could happen.
He got sent off from earlier in the season, yeah, I seem to recall. But yeah, it's been that kind of season for me. So there we go, Dan. We'll see you on the other side.
Yeah.
Sorry for this short, quickly right up to the deadline episode, but, you know, that's what you're getting. So deal with it. We'll be back next week with more. In the meantime, remember, it may be a fantasy. But it's f***ing serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.